If you watched TV lately, some of the one-fiving and a high-toned TV actor acts at 1-5. That's a high-toned one. Total misemotional production, 100%. Well, that's evidently worth confronting. Do you see what they're trying to do? Now, if you could just figure out what a lot of people considered to be worth confronting and then gave it to them, just total calculation on the thing, I don't know what you would come up with. You'd probably come up with much greater popularity than anything else. That is one of the reasons people look on popularity with some askance. They don't believe in popularity. Popularity would be merely somebody having met the sum total of what people consider worth confronting. And that consideration, when it can drop as low as this book by Cantor, or when it can go as bad off as some of the TV programs that you see with all their misemotion and so forth, and when these things really attain a tremendous rating and so on, you'll get an idea after a while that people are getting into a pretty anxious state. They must be in a pretty fantastic state of mind to... This is all they'd look at. This is pretty weird, pretty wild. Worth confronting. Now, a circus aired in the opposite direction. At one time, circuses had 5 rings. Not just 3 rings, they had 5 rings with the same performance going on in each ring with different troops and with, at the same time, 2 or 3 shows going on in the tracks. In other words, they would put up this tremendous confusion of things to watch, and they thought that people would consider that worth confronting. The American circus went out and became much less popular solely because people don't consider that worth confronting anymore. They don't go there and pay their money. See, circuses play short runs, and they play real close to the railroad tracks only in big cities. Hollywood got the idea, and I imagine laid a tremendous multi-billion dollar egg with their VistaVision and widescreen and all the rest of this. They were getting actors up there bigger and bigger and bigger on those bigger and bigger screens and so on. You finally sit down, you begin to feel like an ant crawling on one of the actor's knees. Now, here we have the other side of the manifestation. We have the anxiety to be confronted. See, we get 2 sides to this. What is worth confronting versus the anxiety to be confronted? We get these 2 things in conflict with each other, and those 2 things in their adjustment make the drama of life.